You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. Sizzling Samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. News from Hollywood Next. I'm your host Nikhil. According to recent reports, Ming-Na Wen will join the cast of the Karate Kid sequel. Ming-Na Wen, best known for playing Fennec Shand in the Disney Plus series The Book of Boba Fett, a spin-off of The Mandalorian, stars in the upcoming film alongside Joshua Jackson, Ralph Macchio, Jackie Chan and Ben Wang. Wen's part is fairly confidential, as is the narrative of the new film, which will incorporate the retelling of a Chinese youngster navigating his life through martial arts. Sony Pictures is to bring together characters from both films in an attempt to combine the two worlds, with Chan and Macchio reprising their original roles. The film is planned to hit theaters on December 13 this year. Fans can stream the original film on Disney Plus Hotstar. Next piece of news, the Young Sheldon season finale is said to be a blast, with old Sheldon and Amy joining the younger actors. After seven long and wholesome seasons of serving millions of audiences around the world, Young Sheldon comes to an end with Jim Parsons and Maying Bialik making an appearance. Although the younger and older characters have been connected through flashbacks, an actual appearance is something that fans can eagerly look forward to. Created by Chuck Lorre and Stephen Molaro, the show has been a prequel to the hit show The Big Bang Theory. The final episode of Young Sheldon will air on Thursday, May 16th on CBS and can be streamed on Amazon Prime Video. Next up, Reacher Season 3 welcomes new cast members including Brian T., Johnny Birchtold, Roberto Montesinos and Daniel David Stewart. Brian T. takes on the role of Quinn, a character with a military background investigated by Jack Reacher years ago. Johnny Birchtold portrays Richard Beck, a college student with a traumatic past, and Roberto Montesinos is cast as Guillermo Villanova, a DEA agent nearing retirement. Daniel David Stewart joins as Stephen Elliott, a rookie DEA agent. Season 3, inspired by Lee Child's Persuader, follows Reacher on a covert mission to save an informant from a menacing adversary connected to his past. The series, led by Alan Ritson, achieved global success on Prime Video, ranking as the number one title worldwide during its premiere weekend in 2023. Next up, following the success of his debut season on the streaming platform, Netflix has announced renewal for two more seasons of the live-action adaptation of Avatar: The Last Airbender. The live-action adaptation of the universally acclaimed animated series is poised to continue Aang's journey as he goes up against Lord Ozai and the Fire Nation. Aang, played by Gordon Cormier, must master water, earth and fire bending to protect the world. The show helms Dallas Liu as Prince Zuko and Elizabeth Yu as Princess Azula to pay homage to the beloved characters. The renewal allows the series to delve into crucial moments of Aang's quest, aligning with the original animated series, which also spanned three seasons. Next piece of news, in an announcement that has been anticipated for over a year, Lionsgate Television Production Studios' vice chairman, Michael Burns, shed light on the adaptation of the Twilight series, initially announced in April 2023. The series will take an unexpected turn by transitioning from live-action to animation, a decision that aims to offer the creative team more flexibility and explore new storytelling possibilities. While the animation move may surprise fans, Lionsgate emphasizes that it was part of the original plan. The series, based on Stephanie Meyer's novels, will be explored in a new direction by the creative team. The date for release is under covers, and so is the casting for the voices of the animated characters. In much adorned anticipation, fans can catch the original set of films on Lionsgate Play. Next up, adding another intriguing character to her diverse filmography, Tamanna Bhatia plays the female lead in Neeraj Pandey's upcoming film. The title of the film hasn't been finalized, but what's come to light is the fact that Neeraj Pandey is to cast his male lead from his special ops series for this project. A report from Hindustan Times reveals plans for an OTT release this year. Details around the project are top secret, with the application of jammers on the sets. Bhatia's busy plate is lined up with projects like Aranmai 4 and John Abraham starrer Veda, among others in the pipeline. Last piece of news, Bollywood star Janhvi Kapoor has announced her latest collaboration with Telugu superstar Ram Charan in the upcoming untitled project tentatively known as RC16. Helmed by much-acclaimed Telugu film director Buchi Babusanna, the film is under wraps for any further details. The production house Maitri Movie Makers officially confirmed Kapoor's casting on social media, welcoming the celestial beauty aboard. Kapoor's upcoming projects include her Telugu debut in Devara Part 1 alongside Junior NTR, as well as projects with Surya titled Mr. and Mrs. Mahi, Ulaj and Sunny Sanskari Ki Tulsi Kumari. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.